pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our present Bible study, I've invited you to take a dispensational walk with me from the beginning to the beginning. I remind you that in the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God. That is in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. And then we go to the book of Revelation, and God said that He would create all things new. From the beginning, we see in Genesis, to the beginning in Revelation. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Savior. He was in the beginning with God, and He was God. He is God. And the book of Revelation tells us once again that He is still God, and that He is going to create all things new. And so I invite you, and I have invited you, to walk with me through this dispensational walk from the beginning to the beginning. And also remind you that God has always had a plan. He's never been taken by surprise. And right now we're looking at dispensation number 5, and that is the law. And as we think of this, and you think of what a dispensation is, and I've explained that on more than one occasion, it's how that man is taking care of God's economy, God's business. This is God's world, and this is what we're supposed to be doing, especially giving out the Word of God as God's people. Well, the dispensation of the law would go from Mount Sinai, actually start at Mount Sinai, and go to Mount Calvary. And we're going to see more about that as we get into the study of the law. And I remind you that the law was given to the Israelite people, and that they were constantly disobeying God as they left Egypt and they went out into the wilderness. And God always took care of them. And you know, God always takes care of us. And sometimes we get just like the Israelite people. We start murmuring, we start complaining, and we see evidences of this all around us, even in local churches that do not follow what God would have them to do. Bible tells us that we're to go into all the world teaching and preaching Jesus Christ, teaching people that there is a God, that He is the only God, and there is a Savior, and He is the only Savior, and that is Jesus Christ. And we need to be telling people that and letting people know that Jesus saves. Well, as we start thinking back now to the dispensation of the law, and I would remind you also that a dispensationalist, I consider myself a dispensationalist, that is one who believes in dispensations, and a dispensationalist is one who believes the Word of God and takes the Word of God literally. Now, we know that Jesus taught some parables, but the Bible is literal. The Bible is not a fairy tale. Jesus Christ simply did not make up things. We need to look at the Bible literally and realize that Jesus Christ is real, salvation is real, God is real, the Holy Spirit is real, and salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ is real. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the Bible says. And you and I have trusted Jesus Christ. We've had faith to believe that Jesus Christ can save us, and He has saved us, and one day we're going to see Him personally. If you've not trusted Him, you need to do that today. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Keep listening, and you'll hear me talk about the love of God, how that Jesus Christ loves you, and that He wants you to be saved. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Keep listening to the Word of God. Well, we looked last time, and we were talking about how that the Israelite people, they refused to listen to God. They remember, as Moses was up on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments, the people down below was already breaking the law, the Ten Commandments, before they'd even been brought down to them. Remember, Aaron made a golden calf, and how that the people were to fall down and worship this golden calf, saying that this is what brought them out of Egypt. This is blasphemy. And it's to me, it's a wonder God had not stricken Aaron dead at that time, and also the people that were worshiping this false god, this image, the golden calf. And we see this all throughout as we keep reading. We've seen in the book of Samuel and Kings how that, well, in Samuel, he thought that the people had turned on him, but God reminded him, "They have not rejected thee," God said, "but they have rejected me." 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 7. And we also read in Kings, about Kings, in 2 Kings chapter 17, how that Solomon, the third ruler of Israel, he levied heavy taxes upon the people. And after his death, his successor was petitioned to relieve the people of this burden. In other words, he was asked, "Well, please get this off of us." Well, he refused to do so. And as a result, there was a rebellion of 10 of the tribes, which resulted in a division within the nation of Israel. The 10 tribes of Israel became known as the Kingdom of Israel, while the two tribes which remained loyal to their king, that's Solomon's son, they were known as the Kingdom of Judah. Well, both the 10 tribes of Israel and the two tribes of Judah, they disobeyed God. They sinned against God. And the first to fall was the Kingdom of Israel, which succumbed under the pressure from the Assyrians. And the people of Israel were taken captive by Assyria. About 134 years after the fall of Israel, then, the Kingdom of Judah fell. And the people who had been loyal to this dynasty were taken captive to Babylon. Well, the reason for the fall of both Israel and Judah was their sin. In other words, disobedience to God. In other words, they did not obey him. They worshiped false gods. Well, God promised to take care of the people as long as they served him, and they failed. Well, during the time of most of the kings, the Israelites served other gods. In other words, idols. They ignored God's law. 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 12 says, "For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, Ye shall not do this thing." And we see that Israel's failure can be seen by reading 2 Kings 17 and verse 7 through 19, especially verses 15 and 19. I'm not going to read all of chapter 17 of 2 Kings 7 through 19, just two verses. 2 Kings 17 verse 15 says, "And they rejected his," and that's God's statutes, "and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them." Well, they were in the world and they became like the world. And so many people today, even Christians, they're in the world, and sometimes they become like the world. Sometimes, once again, people fall into sin, and this is not acceptable to God. We, the saved people, we're to serve the living, the only living, true God, not only with our bodies, but with our minds and with our hearts. We need to serve God, and we need to take heed that just as the Israelites were hard-headed people, so are Christians today, and so is mankind as a whole. And you and I who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our testimony needs to be above reproach, serving the living, true Savior, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. We don't want to be like Israel, who failed God. In 2 Kings 17 and verse 19, it says also Judah. Remember, Israel failed because they disobeyed God. Now Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. They followed suit. In other words, it wasn't long, 134 years, until Israel, the two tribes, had also fallen because of disobedience, of sin. Well, the book of Chronicles records how power and prestige were lost because of sin. Now, what I'm doing here is giving you a background as to why the law was set down. And I remind you that the law was given to Israel. to the Israelites as a whole. Now, the book of Chronicles accounts how power and prestige were lost because of sin. And the two books of Chronicles are more general in what is covered in the two books of the Kings, in that they begin with creation and give the historical background of the nation by genealogies all the way to David, and include the account of his reign. And the second is contained in Zedekiah, the last of Judah's kings. And Chronicles emphasizes that with Zedekiah, as with the other wicked kings, his loss of power and prestige was because of his sin. Now, we're going to find out as we keep reading that the law was given to bring a person to the knowledge of sin, to let a person understand that they are sinners, that they have sinned and they've come short of the glory of God. Not only do we see that as a schoolmaster to the Israelites, but we see this is a schoolmaster for every person who's ever been born, to let us realize that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that there is none righteous, no, not one, that every person in this world must be born again in order to go to heaven. Born again, getting rid of the sin that separates them from God. And the only way to get rid of that sin is to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He says he takes away the sin. He does not. His blood not only covers the sin, it takes it away completely. Well, Israel and Judah, they disobeyed God. Now Moses went to the mount to get the law. And we see some of these events taking place during the dispensation of the law. And once again, the first thing that I see taking place here is the law itself, the giving of the law. Exodus chapter 34 and verse 28, it says, "And he," and that's Moses, "was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments." Well, the breaking of God's law, since it was given, we see that nobody has ever kept the Ten Commandments. We're going to see that more and more as we study this fifth dispensation of the law. We're going to see that nobody's ever kept the Ten Commandments completely. Only one person. Of course, that is Jesus Christ himself. Well, notice this. We not only see law being given during this dispensation of the law, but we also see love. You see, although Israel had continually broken God's law, we still see God's loving care for Israel. Isn't that something to think of, that God, even though Israel was so disobedient, he still loved them and he still took care of them? God's care of Israel can be seen throughout their history. And one of the recent examples is their gathering, in other words, coming back to the Holy Land, starting in 1948, when man declared them to be a nation once again. Well, the international recognition of Israel refers to the diplomatic recognition of the State of Israel, which was established by the Israeli Declaration of Independence on May 14, 1948. But I remind you of something. God does not need man to recognize Israel as a nation. God has always recognized Israel as a nation and will continue to do so because of the Abrahamic and the other unconditional covenants he made with Israel. Let me remind you, there are conditional and unconditional covenants that God made to Abraham, the people of Israel. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time we've had together. And I pray that you would, Lord, just help us to understand what you have for us in your word. We know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. May you continue to lead and guide us and save that person today, Lord, who needs to be saved, who's listening right now, who's never trusted you. May they call upon you right now for salvation, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.